We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Cause nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Cloudy, 49 degrees at 7:30 here on a Wednesday morning. Just under 2 weeks before Election Day, and it's a mad dash for the Biden and Trump camps to the finish line.
As Democratic nominee Joe Biden prepares for the final debate, his running mate Kamala Harris has taken the campaign baton, appearing virtually to encourage early voting in Wisconsin.
We vote because we know what's at stake, from health care to the economy, to the standing of our nation and the unity of our nation.
Meanwhile, President Trump continued a torrid rally schedule in Erie, Pennsylvania, saying he's beating COVID.
Safe vaccines that quickly end the pandemic, it's ending. Normal life, that's all we want.
Just 13 days remain before Election Day. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A 59-year-old man who prosecutors say threatened Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple because he was upset about a mask mandate has been charged. Meredith Doughty of Wichita was charged Tuesday with three counts of criminal threat. The retired firefighter is accused of threatening to kidnap and kill Mayor Whipple over his role in requiring masks in Wichita in response to the coronavirus pandemic. Police say the suspect sent text messages to a city official threatening Whipple's life. The charges come a day after Kansas Governor Laura Kelly urged residents to tone down the anti-science, anti-mask rhetoric sparked by the pandemic. At Tuesday night's Wichita Board of Education meeting, board member Julie Hedrick expressed her gratitude for the district's teachers to United Teachers of Wichita President Kimberly Howard.
We know this is an extremely difficult time, and we know everyone's having to go an extra mile, and we just really appreciate their work and their commitment to our students. So please tell them thank you on our behalf.
And they hear that. They know that. They hear that from you guys. But they're so beyond stressed that they have moved past that. They now need action.
The board held a special meeting to discuss the learning model that they would adopt for the second quarter of the 2020-21 school year. Wichitans who have missed paying rent due to the pandemic may be able to get some help.
The Kansas Eviction Prevention Program was established to help tenants and is funded through the CARES Act. Landlords and tenants must apply jointly online. If approved, the tenant would be eligible for up to 9 months of assistance, up to $5,000 per household. The applicant's household income must be at or below 85% of the state median income. A household of four would have an income limit of $63,920. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
In Florida, a twin is accused of manslaughter after shooting his brother in the face.
It's one of the first and most well-known rules of gun safety. Always keep your firearm pointed in a safe direction. Tampa area investigators say Thomas Parkinson Friedman and his twin brother Matthias were both armed and joking around while sitting in a parked SUV in Gulfport. Matthias reportedly pointed his gun at his brother. Thomas responded by pointing his weapon back, which then fired, striking his twin brother in the face. Investigators say the deadly shooting is not a murder case, but culpable negligence. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Law enforcement officers at 80 locations across Kansas will be collecting unused medications for safe disposal Saturday.
The collection events are part of a nationwide effort to safely dispose of leftover medications to prevent accidental or intentional misuse. Since the Drug Take Back Day program began in 2010, more than 95 tons of unwanted medications have been collected and destroyed in Kansas alone. Medications will be accepted at drop-off sites across the state from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday. This will be an opportunity for members of the public to bring in any unused, unwanted, or expired prescription drugs for safe disposal with no questions asked and at no cost to them. The National Drug Take Back Day is coordinated by the Federal Drug Enforcement Administration, which collects and safely destroys the medication. Unused prescriptions can be turned in year-round at many local law enforcement locations. You should contact your local sheriff's office or police department for more information.
Kansas Information Network's Marco Marquez. To find a location, you can visit ag.ks.gov. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
With a mostly cloudy sky this morning, we've seen some areas of thunderstorms across southeastern Kansas. That will transition to drizzle as we go into the afternoon with today's high 63. Temperatures stay fairly steady overnight with gusty southeast winds. Much warmer Thursday with a high 83, colder Friday and 48. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now cloudy, 49 degrees. We have an east wind at 8 miles per hour. 7:35, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And the Justice Department has filed a landmark antitrust case against Google. Here to tell us more about that this morning, Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. Good morning, Tanya.
Hey, good morning.
So what's the Justice Department upset with Google about? What's this all about?
Well, the Justice Department has basically sued Google, and it's a 64-page complaint, by the way, which is joined by 11 states. All of them have Republican attorneys general, and they're joining the federal government in the lawsuit. And the lawsuit basically accuses Google of thwarting its competition and potential innovation because it's got the market power and the financial muscle to do it. That's kind of what they're telling them. They argue that Google unfairly dominates online search and advertising. They say that consumers and competitors are worse off for it. This is something, if this sounds familiar, this is the same kind of thing the Justice Department did back in the late 90s and early 2000s with Microsoft. If any of that would ring a bell for you, that's kind of the same sort of mirror, if you want to look back through history of something else that's been done kind of like this. The Justice Department filed suit against Microsoft in 1998 because it said they had a monopoly position, you know, locking customers into their products. Because remember, you couldn't buy a computer there. When people really started getting their own home computers and stuff like that, they all came with Microsoft on them.
Right.
You had to use Internet Explorer. They're kind of using the same sort of theory at this point with Google, saying that Google doesn't have, any kind of the competition, that they believe that they should have. Google says that their antitrust case is deeply flawed. They said the agreements that it has with its advertisers and marketing network does not shut out other competitors. And they say, they've got their own competition as far as digital advertising goes because they compete for advertising dollars with Amazon and Apple and Facebook and other kinds of rivals. That's their kind of comment to all of this.
I kind of look at something in my – I'm just looking at this as a – as from my experience, a tissue is not a tissue, it's a Kleenex. You know what I'm saying? You get locked
yes.
into these brand names, and we're doing a radio show, and I say something on the air, I don't know the answer, let's Google it. It just
right.
comes automatic,
Google.
Yeah.
Google is not just a website anymore. Google is a verb, like you just mentioned.
Yeah, I Google.
It's taken on, and think about it. This is not just about a web search sort of thing.
Yeah.
You broaden your scope a little bit. This is about, remember, Google is in competition with Amazon because it has its own smart speakers now.
Okay. Yeah.
Remember, a lot of people in their houses have smart systems, and they can tell Google to turn the lights on. They can say, turn the music on. I want to hear
right.
so-and-so.
Right.
Play me this playlist. Or, what's the ingredient for so-and-so recipe? I mean, this has gone beyond just it's a really popular website to search things on.
All right. Well, it's an antitrust case, and, of course, we've had these cases, as you said, Microsoft is one that you were talking about. Of course, there was a great big mm-hmm. one back in the day with Standard Oil. There have been South Bell Telephone.
Yep.
Every few years we have something like this where one company apparently just dominates things, and maybe they didn't set out to do it, but there they are, huh?
Yeah, and this could take years. I mean, the timing on this is also interesting. I mean, that Microsoft case dragged on for forever. It could take years for this one to be finished.
Well, by the time they finish it, we'll probably have new technology. Nobody will even
All of our computers will be out of date by then. We'll have to find new ones.
Yeah. Our computers were going to be out of date by Christmas. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's true.
Right. Thank you, Tanya. We appreciate your time this morning. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers, Justice Department filing a landmark antitrust case against Google. All right. It's 7:40 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Coming up, we've got Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal. Legal hassles for a local aircraft company. Bill's going to be talking about that coming up here in the next few minutes. Now our friends at Market Advisory Group, sponsors of today's retirement tip.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.